Good morning to you all and welcome to our service this morning on this 12th Sunday of Trinity, where it's a beautiful day again. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. The collect for the 12th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask. But through the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Large crowds were travelling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whosoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." This is the gospel of the Lord. The only time that we really did pottery in school was probably in art class at secondary school. And I can't remember whether it was a GCSE piece that we had to make or it was just part of our lessons. But we had to design and make a vase. We didn't have a potter's wheel or anything like that. So you just had to build the clay up in layers and then mould it all together. I decided, in my wisdom, that my pot was going to look something like this. It was going to have a bit of a 3D effect with the flowers stuck out on little stalks and then painted purple, so the stalks were green, and then the flowers were going to be purple. I no longer have this vase. However, I did keep it for quite a while, but it was never used as a vase. It was more sat on my shelf as a testament to the fact that it did work, and it did stay together once fired in the kiln, despite what my art teacher saying that it wouldn't, and it would not work, and it would all break apart. Maybe you're a fan of the Great Pottery Throwdown, which is shown on Channel 4, and like to see the different creations that are made from clay and who's going to win in the competition. Or maybe you've had a go on a potter's wheel yourself and tried to make something from clay. While researching the sermon, I have learnt a lot about how to make a pot by watching clips online. And our reading from Jeremiah today is about God having a message for the Israelite nation once again, that he is to go and prophesy to that nation. In our culture today, the word prophecy possibly has a slightly different meaning to what it was for Jeremiah. When I think about the word prophecy, it's about foretelling what might happen in the future. And for some of the prophets in the Old Testament, they're looking back at what has happened and telling about that. For Jeremiah, being a prophet from God, it was about inviting the people to wake up to what is happening right now and that they need to change what they're doing. It's seen as more of a social critique and the consequences of what might happen and that there's a need to change. Once again, in Jeremiah, as we saw a couple of weeks ago, Chapter 18 has a very fixed set of verses about what is happening. And in fact, the whole of Jeremiah, chapter 18 through to chapter 20, has a very clear sequence about what is happening in there. This first part is about the fact that the future is still open, that the choices that are made will have consequences, but they can still be made and changed. And then the second half of that part of Jeremiah, from chapter 19 onwards, is about what happens when it's too late to change, to reverse what has happened, that there is now a plan in place. Which links to that image that we have of a potter. Jeremiah is told by God to go down to the potter's house. By going down, it suggests that Jeremiah is in the temple or is in some other higher place than those who work the land or are tradespeople. By going down to the potter's house, Jeremiah is once again obedient to a command that God has given him. Did Jeremiah know the potter? Or was it just one of many who happened to be around that shaped the clay? Did he go into the house or the workshop? Did he stand outside and watch through a window? How long did he have to stand there before the clay spoiled and the potter had to start again? In verse 5 and 6, we have God giving Jeremiah the interpretation of what he is seeing and the reason for bringing him to the potter's house. Verses 5 and 6. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done? Says the Lord. Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so you are in my hand, O Israel. God is the potter in this image. And Israel in this context is the clay, the project that has gone to ruin. But there is still time for them to change, to be reshaped. And there are limitations to the metaphor for each of them, for God and the potter, and for Israel and the clay. But it's ultimately a call for the people to change and to turn back to God. Something new is necessary, and the time will come to build and plant, as was referenced in Jeremiah 1 a few weeks ago. Yet this passage that we had today ends with a plea for them to turn. Verse 11, now therefore say to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now for all of you from your evil way and amend your ways and your doings. There is a chance for them to turn it around, to make something new. Unfortunately, the rest of this chapter and then into 19 and 20 in Jeremiah, it wasn't the case. But there was a chance to avoid destruction. But as one commentator put it, the insiders became the outsiders. Those who had once been blessed and protected as insiders are about to become the outsiders in the fall of Jerusalem. But just as a potter with clay, when it doesn't work out the way that they want, and starts again. So God didn't just throw the nation of Israel away. It was not the end of them, but reworking was needed. So I think this is all about change in Jeremiah. Taking something that was one thing and then creating it into something else. The clay equals something of value to be brought out and to be shaped, to be reshaped. But the essence of what it is already there. Just like us. We are who we are. Our values that our parents and teachers taught us remain with us. But we have changed, and we will continue to change until one day we meet God in heaven. We are all being molded by God. It never stops. Even if sometimes we don't feel like God is close or we don't understand what life is about, we can know that God is with us, even when we feel that way. That God is still molding us, still changing us to become the best person that we can be. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer on page 13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.